Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I can't believe he was so mean to Dylan like that.
I mean, how could he be so mean to Dylan? He's
rooting for Dylan Gabriel to fail. He's a tiny little guy. Okay, that was insulting when I said that thing. That's a well-timed thing. Listen, I do understand that there are extreme pockets of Browns fans rooting for Dylan to fail. By the way, there's more people rooting for Shador to fail. As to Switzerland, I can comment on this with pretty significant impunity.
You mean across the NFL, or you mean within the Browns?
Within the Browns fandom. Yeah, there are more people. There are more Shador haters than there are Dylan Gabriel.
So listen, I've seen a lot of Shador haters. Obviously,
they found you.
Yeah, they didn't take them long. Obviously, so I would be hard pressed to be like, there's not nearly as many. I just don't think people care about the Dylan Gabriel discourse at the same rate.
No, there are people, and honestly, it is a reaction to the Shador thing, and it kind of, guys, like I was here for the Sashi Wars. I wasn't here for the Baker Wars on air, but I participated in them.
Those got really feisty, too.
The Deshaun Wars. Those blew, but I had them. I was part of them.
No, that was the sad part about the Baker Wars is the realization that it didn't matter. Whoever's the franchise quarterback is always going to have a pocket of detractors here.
But this is not even worth a battle.
Well, and that's, I think, the main point that everyone's kind of coming to when it talks about Dylan.
Like, because, again, I think there's an extreme vocal minority that loves Shador and wants to see Dylan fail. And there's an extreme vocal minority that loves Dylan because they hate Shador and want to see Shador fail. The rest of us are in the middle. The rest of us are not extremists. We just would like, if there's a whispers, prayers chance in hell, to not watch Kaka quarterback play. That's what we'd like.
Right, but the difference right now is that Shador, you can at least have, if you're talking to your buddies at the bar, you have a defense of Shador Sanders right now. Yeah, that's Friday night, and that's some of the practices that we've seen. You have a defense, a real, actual...
You got one of Dylan.
Where?
They drafted him in the third round.
That's not a defense of his actual play. That's just a defense of where he was taking in the NFL. In the NFL draft.
Draftism is real in the NFL.
Draftism might be real, but that's not a real actual defense that I can bring to an argument that I'm having with a buddy. If I'm out there drinking, hanging out with buddies, and the best I got in defense of Dylan Gabriel, he was taken in the third round, I lost that. That's not good.
That's half the first round quarterbacks in the NFL, by the way.
Right, but Dylan right now has got nothing to hang his hat on. It's not just Daryl being mean a month ago. This is now every person we bring on. This is Ross Tucker yesterday. This is Elliot Shore Parks today. This is me and you being out there with our own two eyes, seeing him stink up the joint. Like he's got to be the best in-game quarterback ever in order to wipe away some of the things that we've seen throughout these practices so far and some of these joint practices.
Now, there is a part of me that thinks if the only analysis, and this was the crux of the analysis for Elliot, was he's tiny. There's a part of me that's like, well, maybe you just need to, you kind of said something similar yesterday of like, maybe he's just one of those dudes who play well in a game and looks like crap in practice.
Yeah, and if I'm him, I got to hold on to that right now.
But at the same point, like, it's not just that. Like, he's not, like, there's no elite tool. Like, the whole point, the Browns have said elite processing. That does get mitigated. That does get diminished.
Oh, for sure it does.
If you're 5'9 or 5'10 instead of 5'11. And by the way, even if you're 5'11, it gets diminished.
Every time I bring up the computer processing brain, it's like the number one comment on YouTube. Any of those videos, the YouTube chat loves it.
I just...
Because it's such a joke. It's a joke that that's the thing that they hang their hat on.
It's just
a third round pick.
It's weird. Like, I want to acknowledge, because I tweeted about this earlier, at Nick Wilson Says, by the way, and on TikTok. I said no one, no Browns fans. You should never speak in absolutes. There are Browns fans rooting for either one of these rookie quarterbacks to fail. There might even be somebody out there rooting for both to fail so you can get your quarterback next year. I will not speak in absolutes, but I do not think Dylan can play as an NFL starter, and I hope to God I'm wrong. I think Shador's ceiling is going to be a really nice functional starter, and I hope to God I'm wrong. Like, there's this idea of just because we don't pamper the ass of every slap-ass quarterback that walks into this town. Guys, I did it.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For Colt McCoy. I did it for Brandon Weeden.
It would also be wildly disingenuous of us, Nick. Like, we can't be the people that knock him when we watch him play in college and say he's not a real NFL quarterback and then get taken by the team and change our minds while nothing's actually happened in the meanwhile.
I just don't know.
It'd just be wrong of us.
There's a part of this.
You wouldn't trust what we say if we did that.
But there is a part of me that I don't understand. I don't understand fandom or media fandom, as in the case of myself. I don't understand people who subvert their own logic, subvert what they've seen, because, well, it would feel better if I believed Dylan Gabriel was something he's not. Same thing with Shador. Oh, gosh, I hope he's a franchise quarterback. Yeah, me too. That doesn't turn him into Josh Allen overnight. Only thing that does is him practicing his way into playing time. I mean, he plays, playing well enough and showing something more than we saw in college, like every other quarterback we've tried to evaluate in the last 25 damn years. I do not get this, because it's a recent reaction. And Let's Talk Browns on Twitter.
Okay.
Browns fans rooting against Dylan Gabriel sure are weird. You're speaking to a vocal minority. By the way, that's happening way too much here, in general.
I don't think anybody's watching on Saturday being like, every single throw, like, I just hope he stinks.
Yeah, guys, if he sucks.
Who's saying that?
I'm going to say he sucks. If he does,
we
have
to. That's our job. Our job is to say he looks when he's bad. He looks like he's not a good quarterback.
It's also just the sign of a healthy, functional brain. this idea of, wow, but you know what? The sun was in his eyes. It's pinned up that there are some people who just want to hear excuses for Dylan Gabriel. How many people have to tell you that they don't buy into this kid? And a lot of it is that micro machine build. Before you go, it's not hating.
Yeah, and that's what this has been the past couple of days. It's been Ross, it's been Elliott, it's been these guys coming on and telling us this isn't it. And so, if anything, it just kind of confirms what we saw with our own two eyes. And not that we needed it, but I mean, it's a different setting, the joint practices, up against, you know, playing against your own team and trying to figure out if Stefanski's trying to do this or that. He's just been bad, guys.
Rooting for somebody, in the case of like Shador,
yeah,
is not the same as rooting against. Even if there are people doing that, I think, bro, we just got a tweet about this. Somebody was quote tweeting the poll I put out earlier. Do you have a rooting preference between Dylan Gabriel and Shador? By the way, Shador's taking the cake here. More than 50% saying Shador. 38% are saying no preference. But Uncle Grumpy, I don't know why that's funny.
So Dylan got 12% of the vote?
Somewhere in there.
That's not high, which by the way is probably because people have seen him with their own two eyes.
You pointing out that he only got 12% is hating on Dylan.
Yeah, I might be a hater on Dylan.
He's just a little guy. You got to be nice. Uncle Grumpy saying, I've watched historically bad quarterback play for the majority of the last 25 seasons, which is more than half my life. I don't care who it is. I just want competent quarterback play for consecutive seasons. So here's the thing. This is the end-all, be-all, everything I want this season to be about. I want Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders or Kenny Pickett, because they're guys who will be here for longer than a year. Mm-hmm. I want one of them to grab the brass ring, surprise everybody, play well enough that we have a really enjoyable season this year. Or I want every single one of these cats to stink up the room so that you get the number one pick next year so we can get the thing that we don't have now and haven't had since Baker, which is consecutive seasons of competent quarterback play.
Here's, I think, the unfair part and why Dylan's only getting the 12% of the vote. I think there's a lot of fans out there that look and see that this was Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, and how Stefanski's talked about him, and that's doing Dylan absolutely zero favors.
The lead coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.